This is Anime Junkies Three Weeps in a Podcast, here to give you your weekly fix of all that is anime. Let's go.
Alright, go, you make some paper, boy.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Anime Junkies, Three Weeps in a Podcast. I'm one of your hosts. I go by the name of Chibi Leah.
What's up, everybody? It's Kay Saki.
What's going on, y'all? It's Hood Hitsu back at it again.
Yes, we're back. We're here with another episode. And before we start our show, we just want to thank all y'all for 1,000 followers. That is major. That is huge to us. We appreciate you guys and all the love and support and engagement you guys give us. And stay tuned for that giveaway announcement. It'll be coming for y'all sooner than you think.
1,000 followers. Sheesh.
We're not doing that.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Are we doing the sheesh?
Sheesh.
Sheesh. Sheesh.
Sheesh. 1,000 followers. Like, yo, damn.
That's amazing.
No, me personally.
That really is amazing.
Me personally, I look at that number and I'm like tapping on the screen, making sure it ain't a glitch or some shit.
Yeah, y'all. I honestly, we just keep growing and growing. And I love to see the growth.
Well, I hope we continue to grow and grow. We appreciate you guys. I'm over here doing a half hair weave flip because that's all I have in my head right now. But thank you.
That's ghetto as hell.
Thank you for the
and if y'all could really see the flip, you would see how ghetto as hell that was. Anyway,
this is ridiculous.
We did not have an episode for you guys last week. We apologize for that, as a lot of things were going on in our personal lives as far as previous engagements that were taking our time away. So we're gonna fill you guys in on what we've been up to as far as anything manga, anime, or if it's just something that people just want to share. That's what we're about to do right now. We're going to start with you, Keisaki. What you been up to?
I've honestly been living my life. I went to Texas. I went to a wedding. I got to see my family, you guys. I went to Texas. It was so fun. We went to this rooftop club or something like that. Anyways, it was great. The whole thing was great. It was beautiful. So I really enjoyed my time there. And now it's Memorial Weekend, and I'm about to go.
That's a sad. Me, I really haven't been doing anything, just working. Work has been really hectic, and I'm definitely feeling the brunt of it. But I have been indulging myself in my art, in my manga, and just, yeah, that's basically it. Nothing popping over here.
I see your manga. Your art, I see that man.
Oh, my little chocolate man.
Yes, he needs to
be real.
Well,
if you guys want to see my chocolate man, you guys should totally follow my art page. I changed the name. I'm probably gonna change it again, but currently it is _ Queen of All Trades.
Just know if you're listening to this 2 weeks later, it's probably gonna be different.
It's gonna be something different, absolutely. I'm so sorry. I am just trying to find the perfect name that fits me, and I haven't found it yet. So,
yeah, she's searching, like indecisive as a motherfucker.
Fuck you. Anyway, it's what you've been up to.
Me personally, I've been doing me. You know, little bit here, a little bit there. You know, 90% work, 10% nothing else.
Except driving me crazy.
Yeah.
I think that's like 90% driving me crazy.
90%?
Oh, yeah. Especially when you be yelling at the game.
Oh, my God.
But we're not going to talk about that right now. We are going to get into the news.
What's up, everybody? It is time for the weekly news, which Nisha just said, okay, we're going to cut that out.
I'm about to say,
we forgot, guys.
I
had everything up, but the... Sorry, you guys. Literally had everything up but the template. I was ready for our talk, though.
Just cut it out. I feel like we did good up until this point.
No. Yeah, I'm just gonna cut that out. Alright. Alright, guys, we got merch down here. Alright. Alright, for this week's anime news, we have a new Netflix original anime. It was a horror called Tress. Ooh, right up my alley. And also, a limited edition Given Volume 7 will be released on December 1st, titled Given the Side Story, showing parts of Mafuyu Suka's story that was not included in Given the movie. So, if you guys want to get your hands on that limited edition, go Google it, because I don't know where you can find it. Also, let's have a moment of silence for the death of Kentaro Mura, the Berserk, who passed away May 6th. All right, you guys, that's such sad news. What do you guys think about this week's anime news?
For one, I'm super excited about the Trace Netflix original series because I saw the trailer and it looks fire. And let me just retract my statement. I said a statement that Netflix original animes were not good. And I said Castlevania was one of them. I take it back. I have been watching Castlevania under the direct advisement of some of our followers, and it is popping, y'all. Okay, I've converted. I'm a Castlevania believer, so it's giving me that same type of vibe, this Netflix original anime, so I feel like it's really gonna be good and it's gonna capture my attention.
Ooh, yeah, I love horror, so this sounds like it's right up my alley. I am down for anything horror. I just hope that they do not just only have it in English.
Probably they will.
Probably. I mean, probably. We gonna see. They might do it. I mean, you can change your audio to Japanese on Netflix, so.
You can. I just hope that the original audio, though, is Japanese.
Now, the original audio is in English. The trailer is in English.
Oh. Well, you know what? I've been giving this try. I gave Yasuke a try, so
Yasuke is not a good example. Yasuke is not a very good example. Castlevania is a good example. Castlevania's voice acting is phenomenal. Yeah.
Is it?
The voice acting is it's really good.
Well, I'll give that a try too.
So I would definitely give that a try more than anything else. And did you see the trailer, Hitsu?
Did I see the trailer? Yes, I did.
How you feeling about it?
I'm getting
RIP tonight, RIP. That's sorry.
No, I'm stupid.
We do not own rights to that song.
We don't.
What is it called? I don't know. I'm getting like a Scooby-Doo Adventures type thing with this.
From Trace?
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Wait.
Was it Trace? Is it Trace?
Sorry. Like Scooby-Doo.
No, it is not. It is nowhere near Scooby-Doo.
Like, to me personally,
he's wrong.
See, this is why it's called an opinion.
No, I feel like feel like that wasn't even an opinion. That was an observation. But I mean, it's subjective at the end of the day. But still, like, I have Scooby-Doo.
Yes, I'm getting it. Like, it's I feel like it's, you know, what is it? Ghouls and monsters and things like that. And she's gonna solve the mysteries. The only difference is she's going to, I don't know, Constantine it. Like, that's what I'm getting from it. That is literally what I'm getting from it. The very beginning of the trailer, for those who haven't watched it, it's literally people on a train the train suddenly stops, and then you see these weird creatures crawl in, and then next thing you know, you see a train full of blood with nobody in it.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's
that's before, a mystery.
I mean, she works for an agency, or she's a family business that their job is to solve supernatural phenomena. But that's the same thing as Jujutsu Kaisen. The Jujutsu sorcerers, they solve mysteries of deaths that happen that the police don't understand what happened, but they have a feeling it's a supernatural thing, so they call in the experts. So I would say,
but it's different. Jujutsu Kaisen is different because Jujutsu Kaisen, you know who the enemies are, like you know who's doing it already, so it's not really a mystery because they already know.
I mean, not necessarily. They don't always know. They just know it's a cursed spirit, just like they just know it's a cursed spirit or cursed energy. And right now, they don't know really who's behind, like, who's the mastermind behind anything that's going on. Unless you read the manga, then you know. But I didn't get mystery solving. I just got it as a person who solves mysterious phenomena, which happens all the time, like, in shows.
Which is why I said Scooby-Doo and Constantine. That's literally the definition.
It's just that
of
Scooby,
solving unsolved
mysteries. I don't know why, but that Scooby-Doo thing is rubbing me the wrong way.
Whoa.
But Scooby-Doo was amazing. Like, Scooby-Doo was one of my favoritest cartoons ever.
Yeah, like,
oh, yeah, I love it.
So,
don't get me wrong.
Even if it did give me, like, Scooby-Doo vibes, like, I'm here for it.
Yeah, like, I don't know why I feel like you're getting it in a negative way.
I mean, yeah, I'm perceiving it in a negative way because when you say, like, that an anime that's supposed to be considered horror is giving Scooby-Doo vibes, I'm considering that maybe you think it's a little bit kiddie, but that's just how I'm perceiving it when I think you're comparing it to Scooby-Doo. But then at the same time, Supernatural did a crossover with Scooby-Doo and that joint was nowhere near for kids. So,
yeah.
Maybe.
I was gonna say also with, like you said, it could be like the adult version of Scooby-Doo. I don't know. When I was a kid though, Scooby-Doo was scary for me. So.
Yeah, it was Courage the Cowardly Dog for me. That joint was, Courage the Cowardly Dog was creepy. I couldn't watch that shit at night.
And I used to come on like,
Return
replay.
The slug. That shit had me. That fucking nigga that kept saying "Return the slug."
That wasn't even that bad.
Yes, it was. I was terrified.
I was terrified of it.
That creepy ass man.
And what's his name? Grim the Reaper or something like that.
The Adventures of Billy and Mandy?
There we go. That one.
Billy and Mandy was more so grotesque than horrible. It was really grotesque.
I know, but when I was a kid, though, like, it would just all come on back to back. And it was scary, like, 3 hours for me.
y'all need evaluation on your horrors.
Oh my god,
this ain't scary at all.
Let's talk about Given.
You talk about Given.
I love Given. It is such a good boy love. And the volume 7 manga coming with the limited edition with the added DVD bonus is so good. But I think it's in Japan only, unfortunately. But, you know, there's loopholes to the shit to buying things in Japan. So, you know, if you know how, just slide in the DM.
Condoning illegal acts here, but we're condoning illegal acts here.
Yes. Just slide in the DM if you know a way, because I haven't collected the Given manga, but I definitely should start because I want to know what happens past season 1 that all we gave and the movie. But I love Given. It's a beautiful story shared between two loving, beautiful boys.
I'm gonna get there. I'm still on episode 1. I'm still at the part where he's like showing up every single day at the stairs trying to learn how to play the guitar.
He's such adorable.
Trying to escape from. I just wish that one of them looked like Izumi from Horimiya.
Oh my god.
I just,
oh my god.
like take his character and then put him into Given, and I would die. Like, so cute.
Unfortunately, that is not the reality.
Something wrong with him. Like, I have to point, like, if it's not obvious enough, y'all really be predict, like, I don't even, what's the word? Y'all be picturing.
We be having fun? Is that what you mean? We have fun, we talk about things we like, and you're just, you shit on it every time.
I'm not shitting on it. This is what y'all do. Y'all picture your own little scenarios with these shows. And it's,
so, a lot of people do that. It's called fan fiction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're allowed to fantasize.
Yeah, go ahead and fantasize.
I mean, a lot of people fantasize.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
it's... yeah, some, not me.
You don't have a
waifu? No. Do you know how many times people ask me that question? And they are crazy surprised when I say I
don't. Yeah, because most weeb men have waifus.
Yeah, but I don't. Yeah. I don't look at animation.
You don't find any anime woman attractive?
No.
What?
Like, don't get me wrong. There are some.
Do you watch hentai?
Good looking characters.
You don't watch hentai. I watch hentai.
But I don't look at them and be like, oh man. If only, like,
man, you're crazy. Like, you're missing out because it's fun fantasizing. Let me tell you, I know that we all are under the understanding. We can't accept the understanding, but we do understand that these are 2D fictional characters, and it really breaks my heart that these men are not real, and I can't just be around these people. But these men are drawn gorgeously.
Yes.
And then you add the voice acting and then the mannerisms. You got me.
Yes.
Shook.
Like, I just be real. Like, this is why I have unrealistic expectations. It's because of anime. It's because of these shows. Just need to find a guy that, like, easy.
Yeah. That's for y'all and everyone else that likes it. But
well, what do you think about the?
Huh?
I was gonna say, Hadhitsu, what do you think about so far? As far as you know, anything else that you see on here?
No, I mean, it's all good. I mean, it really is sad about the passing of the author of Berserk. I remember when I used to watch Berserk a long time ago when I was a kid, and it was definitely an anime that I watched just to, you know, give me a good sword swinging, because I like any type of anime that had a sword. Bleach, obviously, now Demon Slayer and things like that, but if it had a sword in it, it was probably a good anime for me. So Berserk was definitely one of them. And I feel like it's underrated for a lot of people. So they don't understand how serious this is. But yeah, it's definitely OG top tier.
Yeah.
Yes. As for me, I prefer the manga over the anime. I've seen both. I mean, I've watched the anime and I've read the manga. And personally, for me, the manga hits way better than the anime series. And not to mention, since I'm an artist, I can thoroughly appreciate the amount of love and effort and time that this man has dedicated decades of his life to giving into this manga and this story and these characters. It is a timeless classic. Berserk will be talked about forever. It will never die.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, to every single artist out there and everybody who are creating all of these stories and mangas and things like that, like, that is their legacy that they're leaving behind. And that I appreciate anybody who can tell a good story. And that's exactly what he did. And it will forever be a classic. So, you know, I am sad that, you know, he did pass away. But I'm also glad that he left behind that beautiful, like, art and work in those stories. So
I just wish that he could have finished it because he was still putting out chapters.
Well, yeah.
It's not finished. We won't know what will happen from the author's perspective. Mm-hmm. Unless he told someone his vision and how he wanted it to end, and it's up to them to carry out that mission. But then again, like, it's not coming from him himself.
So, right.
There's that. But that's all we got for the news this week, y'all.
So what about that topic?
All right, y'all. So time to get down to the nitty gritty. Our topic of discussion, since we're talking about, you know, Berserk is a very disturbing manga. It has a lot of graphic things and very hard to swallow scenes. It gets very dark at times and gruesome. So we're going to talk about some anime that are weird and fucked up that kind of mirror that psychologically, emotionally disturbing manner. We're going to start with Keisaki because this is her genre of expertise.
Oh, Lord. Okay, well, if we're starting with me, I guess I can't, like, not start with King's Game. I know, okay, I get it.
I get it.
Like, it's either both are fucked up, but Future Diaries and King's Game. Like, I'm going to just throw both of them out there. But King's Game, I mean, this man watched his best friend have sex with his girl.
Yep, because he had to.
I know.
It was that or die.
Like that. Like that in itself. It's just fucked up. Like, I don't know what I would do. I don't even know what I would do. Like, that's just fucked up.
But it's just the concept of, like, how they can just die.
Yeah. Like, yeah,
no, bro. They're not. It's not even just dying. It's the way they die.
Yeah, it's the way they die. But it's also like they kill themselves sometimes, right?
Yeah, like
they kill themselves.
That's what I'm saying. Like the ways they die. Like one take their own life. One just combusted in the flames.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Yeah.
It's so it's crazy. And to think it happened twice.
Yeah.
It happened twice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that, if you guys are looking for a messed up show, King's Game and Future Diaries, too. Future Diaries, she kind of crazy. But I can say King's Game, as far as the game is concerned, does take it to another level as far as how the people die.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. I definitely agree with that.
Yeah, no, King's Game is definitely fucked up because I know for a fact, if anybody was actually to be a part of that game in real life, 9 times out of 10, there would either be people that would try their hardest to keep playing, or people would really just give up.
Yeah.
Because it seems like a hopeless situation.
I mean, that's kind of like the fucking Netflix adaptation that they made, Alice in Borderland.
Yeah,
it's like the same concept with Alice in Borderland. Like, you wake up in these dangerous, and you have to do these dangerous games in order to survive, and it seems never ending because you solve one and then you just end up getting put back in another one. And that's based on, I don't know if it's a manga or a web, I think it's based on a web comic, but Alice in Borderland is also a really, really twisted type, on some Saw type shit, to be perfectly honest with y'all. It's like not as gruesome, but it's trippy. It's, you have to use your mind to get out of situations. You just don't do deeds. You have to use your brain or you die.
Yeah. What's really crazy is the way they do it, because they don't want people to just think, oh yeah, we're gonna keep playing and everything's gonna be fine. No, each one gives you a certain way of realizing how fucked up someone's mindset is. Because, mm-hmm. the different cards, the different scenarios.
Yep.
So you had hearts, which was the worst of the worst. Then you had the spades, the clubs, and the diamonds. It basically was fucked up, like, greatly. And if you had a friend, you better hope they didn't go with you. Because if you play a hearts game, nine times out of ten, someone's gonna die.
Ooh.
Yes. So Alice in Borderland is on Netflix. It's the live adaptation of it. But honestly, it's a good one. And I don't really say that often, but that is a very good adaptation. If you do, you can also read the manga as well.
So is there animated, or you said it was live action?
It's animated and live action.
No, it's not. It's never been made into an anime. It went from a manga straight to a live action, I believe.
I guess what was an animation for this? You gotta look that up.
An anime? I've only ever heard of the manga and then the live action.
Yeah, because I don't think I've ever heard of
it. If it was made into an anime, I never saw it. I've never heard of it. It might have been.
Yeah, I could have sworn.
It was.
Yeah.
Back in 2014.
Yeah. I could have. That's how I saw it. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, well, I only saw it from that.
Really?
Okay, well, the live adaptation is popular. It got renewed for a season 2. So, whatever, however you want to watch it, live action, anime, manga, you got 3 options.
I'm gonna watch it on anime first, and then I'm gonna watch the live action, since you said the live action was good. I typically don't like live actions. Let me tell you, like live actions.
But this one is actually good, and it got renewed for season 2, so.
Okay, so I trust you.
Yeah. Whose turn is it now?
I'm gonna go next, and I'm only doing this because it was one of my choices, but she mentioned it already, Future Diaries. Future Diaries is definitely fucked up. I only clicked on it because I thought it was like one of those, like, I don't know, Digimon type games, because I saw people on their cell phones. Oh. So I was thinking that there was, like, you know, some type of, you know how Digimon be having, like, Digivices and shit like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I thought it was going to be something like that. And I'm like, oh, okay, there's people with phones and something's going on with the phones and it's the fate of the world. So I'm thinking, yeah, I'm gonna check this out. Episode fucking 1. It tells me that none of that shit is happening. None of it. It is death galore. Like, I mean, you want to see somebody get cut up?
Oh, yeah.
You want to see... I know y'all know what a buck 50 is. Like, people get buck 50s in this. You know what a buck 50 is, right?
No.
A buck 50, when they cut you from...
Oh.
From one end of your neck to the other end of your neck?
Yeah, see, I never watched Future Diaries, and I probably won't. I'm not a horror person, y'all, so...
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not doing that.
Man, sure. They got this one chick in here. Let me tell you something. She might be the craziest pink-haired chick in all of anime. If you can prove me wrong, please do. But right now, she the craziest one.
All women with pink hair in anime are psycho.
And that's why I said she's the craziest. Out of all of them, she's the craziest one. I don't remember her name either. That's the sad thing about me. I remember everything but the names.
Well, yeah, that's facts. That's me too.
But she's definitely the craziest one. And the reason I say that is because of the way she thought on her goal and then what her goal was. I'm not going to spoil it for you guys, but just know if you haven't seen it, you have to watch it just to see what I'm talking about. Because her mindset is really fucked up. And then at the same time, her mind is just fucked in general.
Yeah, she's crazy. She's really crazy. And she was obsessed with that boy. I remember.
Right.
And, like, she tormented him, like, crazy.
Crazy.
But she had a rough upbringing, too, so.
Oh, no. Remember a while back, one of our topics was about, like, bad parents, good parents? She definitely had one of the worst fucking parents.
Yeah. Yeah. That was hands down.
Yeah. Like, we didn't think of it, but they definitely take the cake.
Didn't she have a tent with, like, a twin and, like, her corpse? They found her corpse buried.
You spoiling stuff.
Oh, so sorry. Ooh. Hey, guys. I hope by now you guys seen it.
Jeez. I mean, it's been out for a while, so at some point, spoilers start being spoilers, in my opinion.
See, that's the thing about me. I feel like if you're going to mention something, don't give out the good shit. Just give out the general.
Well, I just said the whole show is good, guys.
So. Yeah. I got you. You didn't spoil the whole show. I know that.
The whole show is good.
So, my pick is not an anime. I've been reading a lot of more manga and webtoons than watching anime lately, but this one is really old and I love it. It's called Killing Stalking. It's a very weird, diabolical twist on boy love. Instead of, you know, just innocent high school or college love, you have older gentleman who's obsessed with a younger gentleman who they were both in the army together at one point, but then they got discharged. And he was a stalker who always who snuck into his house. Come to find out that the one he was stalking is actually one of the biggest sexually sadistic serial killers.
Oh, ever. So that match made in heaven.
This man crazy. This man is crazy. Like he and then it's weird because he gets like Stockholm syndrome because he keeps him captive in the house and threatens to kill him multiple times, but then they end up developing this weird Lolita sexual relationship where he dresses him up as a girl, but then he brings women home and fucks them in front of him and kills him in front of them, and it's weird. It's a weird dynamic. But it is very gruesome. There's very gruesome murder scenes, but there's also some really steamy sex scenes. I mean, I see how y'all could be attracted to Future Diaries and all that type of shit. We all have our kinks. We all have them.
There is nothing kinky about Future Diaries.
Okay, but no.
No, when I say we all have our kinks, like we all have our things that we like.
Oh, okay.
Everybody knows I like smutty, yaoi, boy love type of things. And we're including murder and boy love.
Your two favorite subjects.
You're getting something steamy over here.
You know, I actually like that. That actually makes me want to read it. Because that's an interesting combo. Like a stalker who falls in love with a serial killer. They're both doing crimes. So you might as well do crimes together. He developed Stockholm Syndrome. What? I mean, they're both going to jail anyway.
They're both doing crimes?
I mean, yeah, he broke into his house. He stalked him. Yeah. And he found that he was stalking him. But he did not know that the man he was stalking was a mass serial killer.
All right. Now let me stop you there. Stalking can be a crime depending upon how serious it is. Now, you said this man broke into his house. Yes, they're committing crime.
It's a crime.
He broke into his house. That's a crime.
Well, technically, once he starts developing feelings for him, you know, he gets this sense of, I want to leave because I'm a captive, but I don't want to leave because I'm oddly attracted to this guy. And he already had a crush on him from jump to begin with. So then they started
having steamy, like, that would make me sad.
So and then it gets to a weird dynamic because he starts bringing him around his friends and everything, but he psychologically still fucks with him and abuses him and threatens to kill him if he tells anybody or tries to escape. So it's weird because you can clearly see that he likes him, but it's weird. I just like the interesting twist on how they incorporated murder with boy love. I've never seen something done like that before.
And your category might take the cake because that.
What do you mean? My category might take the cake.
That is weird. It is weird. I can say that for sure.
But it's good. It's a really good webtoon. It's on Lesbian Comics. Lesbian. I never know how to pronounce it, but that's the publishing company. That and they have a website to read, but you know, you can always find it for free, but you didn't hear that from me. I enjoy it. Yeah, it's really good. I also have one other one that I found on Facebook, But this one is a little too disturbing, and I'm not even going to do that to y'all.
You definitely should mention it. But it's Keisaki's turn.
All right, you guys. So the next messed up anime that I'm going to mention is not messed up because of, like, horror or anything. It's just messed up because of what this man goes through. And so recently I've been rewatching Re:Zero. And I restarted it from the beginning. I loved it, whatever. But I'm just realizing, I mean, I'm not just realizing it, but it's hitting me harder the second time around that he's going through some mad PTSD. Like, this man literally lives through his death and remembers every single thing. Now that's fucked up. That's just messed up.
Bro, this man has died in so many crazy ways.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are suicide.
Yeah.
A lot of them are suicide.
I honestly really feel for him because, you know, no one deserves to experience death that many times.
that many times.
And in the way, like, nobody deserves to experience death that many times. And in the way he experiences death is very violent. I still say hands down the worst death he's ever had was that bunny shit.
Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah.
That bunny shit was wild. I was squinting and I was twitching watching him get eaten alive by bunnies.
Now people are gonna be like, what? What's this? Eat alive by bunnies.
Oh heck no. Yeah, no. Like, I just saw, like, and while you're watching this series, like, you cannot do anything but feel bad for him. And I think it was, like, in season one where, like, he knew that he was going to die, but every single day he woke up and he had a smile, or he tried to, like, make himself, like, smile to go with the routine that he normally would do every single day. And even that, like, that is hard. It's really hard. And he can't say anything because when he tries to say something, he dies again.
Yeah.
Man, the craziest one, it's a lot of crazy ones, but there's the low-key crazy one, and then there's the high-key crazy one. The low-key crazy one was when, remember he kept restarting in the bed and ran. Will be on this on their sides. Yeah. And he always kept thinking that he finally got past it.
Yeah.
And then he woke back up in the bed again. Yep. Oh my goodness. That joke was crazy. That was the low key fucked up one. Cause it was like we had no idea why the fuck he kept dying.
Yeah,
and they wouldn't tell us. Yeah, no, they wouldn't. But then the high key one, which me personally was crazy fucked up, was every time he went to go try to confront the witch's cult or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh my. Every time he tried to go to Amelia in the castle.
Oh yeah.
It was a wrap.
I still don't like how they did my girl Rem when she went to go save Subaru from the witch's cult. And how she died.
So many times.
Man. Yeah, I feel like everyone but Amelia gets smoked.
She got smoked?
I mean, she gets smoked, yes, but not.
Well, she got smoked in the first episode.
That she did. And she. Yeah, she died a couple times.
She died a lot.
But I still don't think she died. I still don't think she had as brutal of deaths.
No, as definitely Rem not.
And Subaru.
I mean, Subaru had the most.
Nothing I can remember, no.
No.
But she definitely got... She definitely got the business.
But I feel for Subaru. I just want him to go home.
He is never...
I just want him to go home and be safe.
He is never going home.
I just want to know how he got there.
Right.
Do any people in Isekai's ever go home?
This man went from...
The guy from SAO went home.
Okay, but they're in a virtual world, so let's say, I mean, I...
That's not even an Isekai.
Yeah, I wouldn't even...
That is an Isekai.
They're in a virtual world, but they're still in the real world. They're just I don't know.
I'm talking about people that literally go to a whole nother, they die,
yeah. And then they get reincarnated.
Or they just fucking pop up in this random world. Like
Superwoman, and he's in a store. The next minute, he's not.
Or like Shield, right. Or like Shield Hero. My man Shield Hero literally opened up a book and popped up in the
I think nobody's worse than fucking Subaru. Subaru was in the fucking convenience store.
And then he opened up the door.
And then he opened the door, and he's in the middle of the road in another room. Like, what was the catalyst? What made him get there?
No one said they summoned him or
anything. Like no explanation of how this man entered this world. He just here.
Can you imagine that? You in a convenience store looking at your favorite magazine, chomping on some fucking hot fries or some shit. And then you just open up a door and you see an alligator talking to you like, get out of the fucking road.
Yeah, so you about to get ran over by a lizard who walks on two legs. Like, it's just like, you understand. Poor Subaru, baby. Just send a man home, please.
He's not going home.
I know, he's not going home. That's his new home.
At this point, he's like, you know, I remember home, but this is my home now.
I mean, he
I just want to know, like, did they just put that scene in there just so they can make it into an isekai? Like, I'm just so, like, what was the...
we really can't tell you, and I don't think they're going to tell us either. So, we're just going to be lost.
Like, you forget that he's not part of that world sometimes.
Yeah, no, that's right.
I only know he's not part of the world because he wear the same damn jumpsuit that's clearly not from their world. If he did not wear that jumpsuit at that point, I forget that this man was even brought here by something
else. That's facts.
Yeah.
That's facts.
All right.
Hood Hitsu, what you got?
I actually got an interesting one. This one is called Charlotte.
Ooh, Charlotte!
Yeah, it's
I love Charlotte. It's
a low-key sleeper, but it's fucked up.
It's a low-key sleeper.
When you get into it, that joint's fucked up. Like,
it's funny in the beginning though.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about at the end when they find out the truth
and what's really going on. I was just saying that it's funny in the beginning, though.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, it's all funny games in the beginning. But... yeah, it's all funny games in the beginning, but then when...
Especially that man, that boy's power. How he just be passing out. Just... like, the way he be passing out randomly.
So basically, Charlotte is, you know, about this boy who apparently has the ability to take over people's bodies. But he only can take over their bodies for, like, what, 10 seconds or some shit like that?
Yeah, it's not long at all.
So, he literally will take over their body, but at the same time, his own body will just fall out. Like, narcolepsy type. He'll just go to sleep and wake right the fuck back up in his body.
Yeah.
This man had the ultimate cheat code for school.
Yeah, but he had the ultimate. I'm just trying to figure out how this man never got caught. Like, one minute he's alert, his head just dropped like that randomly.
You can have a medical condition.
Oh my god,
it's called narcolepsy.
Is it?
Yeah, when you fall asleep at any given time and wake right back up.
Oh, I guess that is narcoleptic.
Yeah.
I was like, isn't that like when you have seizures though? But no, that's epilepsy. There you go, epilepsy. Yeah, you're right. But yeah, I just want to say, like, the ending of that, it just turns into a really, like, sad.
Yeah, it's sad.
You just end up feeling bad for the main character because he goes, and he's tasked with this huge task.
Yeah, that's not gonna give away, but it's ridiculous. It's definitely ridiculous.
And he had to do it all by himself. He couldn't have help like Subaru did.
Yeah, no, he was the only one that could do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's I definitely mention that's gonna be a mention.
Good pick.
Because you know, it's like Kitty and then it gets serious. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the real reason you're here.
Right. I would have to say for me is Madoka Magica.
Madoka Magica.
And I but Madoka Magica is, it has very disturbing moments, especially when you figure out and understand what is happening. Because, like, from the first perspective, you just think that it's these girls who are strangers, who don't know each other, who, you know, have to fight these witches. And these witches aren't even, like, people. They're, like, essence. It's, like, real. And then it's eerie and creepy when the witches form and they end up in their labyrinth and all that type of stuff. And, like, the things that they do and how they get people to die and kill them. And then you realize the truth about everything that's going on. And it's some sick shit.
Yeah. I agree with you.
So Madoka Magica is definitely up there. It definitely changed the game as far as people's perspectives of what magical girls were. Because I think it was the first it was the first magical girl series that ever took it that far.
Yeah.
And it stopped being cute.
It went dark.
Yeah, it went dark.
Fast. And just a little hint, one of the characters went through the same thing that Subaru went through.
One of the characters, she basically is the female Subaru. Yeah, because they are living very similar lives.
She goes hard too. Like, I have mad, like, towards the end of the series, like, I have mad respect for her, and I can see how it ended up going the way that it did when it ended. But yeah, it, like, it was a really, like, can you imagine going through that every single time and seeing?
And then it's crazy because, like, in the beginning of the series, she's painted to be this stuck up, mean person who has ulterior evil motives, or so to speak. And then when you find out the truth about why she's going so hard to do all of this, you're like, shit.
And then that incubator, man. I lived for every time they killed that thing.
Oh yeah,
The little incubator thing.
Yeah, because we thinking that it's on their side.
Yeah,
and we're thinking it's trying to help them out.
Oh no!
When it's the complete fucking opposite.
Be like, I'm just here trying to do my job. No matter how many times you kill me, I'm gonna come back because I got to do my job.
And that's, like, why she kept trying to kill him. And that's why she kept trying to kill him. And they're like, no, he's cute. He's too cute. Don't kill him. No, you need to kill that thing. You need to. Or it's going to get you.
And there was thousands of them. There was thousands of them. Yeah. Heck no. But yeah. Anyways, if you guys haven't seen it, if you guys, like, see it, and, like, the title of it looks all cutesy or whatever. And it looks like four little magical girls or whatever. But it's really not. It's a horror thriller-ish type magical girl show. So I definitely say, like, everybody give it a try.
Yep, it's on Netflix if you guys want to watch it.
Yep.
All right, let me think. When it comes...
Oh, wait, no. It's Keitaki's turn.
Oh, it's Keitaki's turn. I'm losing order.
All right, you guys. So I have another one, and this one is actually a really messed up one. I haven't seen the newer version, like the remake of it, but I've seen the older one, and aka When They Cry.
Oh, girl, yes. That joint is fucked up.
That is a messed up show. It is a horror, you guys. And honestly, like, I can only speak for the original one, but basically it's this time loop of the same characters, but they're all dying. And it's really messed up, and I haven't seen the newest one, but if you guys do get a chance, I recommend the newest one, only because I'm pretty sure it has a clear beginning, middle, and end. But the original one, the original anime series, it was just it just went on and on. It was just like different timelines, and I'm trying to figure out the word I'm trying to say. But basically, it was alternate. There we go. Alternate timelines, and it was just kept going and going and going. But it's so amusing because it's scary and they die in so many different ways. And the nice, cute girls of the village you think are nice and cute, they're not, and they're really fucked up.
Especially that orange-haired bitch and yeah. that green-haired bitch. The green-haired
one, yeah.
That green-haired bitch is psychotic.
So,
like, she is psychotic as hell.
She, there was one where she had him locked up in a jail cell in the basement and was like murdering other people in front of him and then chopping like one limb off of him one time and just like laughing. And I think at one point she ended up having a twin, which yep. was crazy. So,
what is this?
It's called Higurashi when they cry.
Yeah. It's really good. It's really, really good. And the girl with the orange hair, she plays as this character who's like just the girl next door who has a crush on the guy. And then he gets into like a love triangle at one point. But then they both team up together to kill him. But then it's funny because in the beginning, they're like, yeah. Like,
I really feel like this boy, I really feel like this boy really... I really feel like this boy is really just not the problem. It's the women that's the problem. And then he's forced to, you know, do what he gotta do. You know what I'm saying?
The problem like, is that he moved there to begin with.
Yes, like, if he never moved there and never met these girls, it's these girls. These girls are crazy. The whole, every fucking girl that he's around is psycho. And I feel like he's just put into a situation where he don't know what's going on. He's new to town. And he meets these girls. He's like, oh, well, let's be friends with them. They seem like they're cool. He, you know, little do they know, like, they're dragging him into this shit show. He's like a Subaru, too.
Yeah.
He's like a Subaru, too.
It. That's a lot of Subarus.
I think he's like the dumber version of Subaru, though, because he keeps getting himself in the same situation.
Right. Like, he keeps going back to the same bitches and everything, knowing damn well that they're going to kill you and kill everyone around you. Like, you know that they're murderers. They are murderers.
And he keeps... Honestly speaking,
I would have never trusted that bitch the moment that he went to the damn junkyard with her.
Yep.
That's the moment he should have stopped trusting her, because her creepy motherfucking ass showed her true colors then and there. And that there should have been like, oh, nope, can't do it. That would have been...
No, sir.
No, sir. That would have been the red flag that I needed to stay away.
But I just want to know, though, it literally features around high school students. There are no adults anywhere. The mom is like, their parents are not nowhere to be seen in the series at all.
And that's why they're killing people. They ain't got no discipline. No one to whoop their ass. And
no wonder why he's making the same mistake. His parents didn't teach him better because they're not
they
there.
But they be killing the adults too.
I know.
Yeah. No, they do. Yeah,
they kill the adults too, especially that fucking photographer when he was sniffing around and digging around. He said, "Nope, we gotta take care of him. He doing too much digging."
Oh yeah, I remember that.
I was like, "Damn, you poor soul. Wrong time, wrong place."
That's the
and then she just smiling there while they talk, because he's talking to the guy and the guy is telling him stuff and he keeps telling more and more because he's interested, and mean whole time sis is standing there smiling with her head cocked like, I'm gonna kill you. She was plotting right there the whole time that I'm going to murder you.
That's wild. Yeah, that's definitely fucked up.
Yeah.
Can you imagine you just living your life and somebody that's chilling right there is like plotting your demise?
And it was even worse is when he went to go meet the photographer. And she popped up. I was like, what are you doing?
Oh my God.
I was like,
did the hot bitch voice go? Oh my goodness. Sound like you actually lived it.
I mean, he he just keeps putting himself in these dumbass scenarios. That's why he's a fucking really time loop.
He's literally the dumb version of Subaru.
Like, Subaru will be like, all right, well, I know what happened last time. Let me fix it. He's like, well, I know what happened last time, but I'm not going to fix it. I'm going to keep doing the same thing.
And he never fixes the problem.
And he never fixes anything.
It never gets fixed. It just goes on and on and on.
Well, that's going to be a long-ass show then.
It can be. It is. The original one was pretty long. And I remember, like, I kept getting annoyed because I was like, all right, but is he going to do something new? Like, he's stupid. He's dumb. He's doing this. He deserves this. At some point in the series, you just think, okay, well, he deserves this.
Didn't we do it?
Whose turn is next?
Yours.
So I'm actually going to mention this one because I just remembered it. It's kind of funny how that happened because my mind be wandering and shit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's this anime called Talentless Nana.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I didn't even finish it. I need to finish
it. We were watching that when, you know, who was here and stuff.
A good friend of ours put us on to this show. We started watching it, and then, you know, new anime hit, so then we had to start watching that. But this joint was actually pretty good. But I can be honest, this joint is fucked up.
She's another pink-haired girl.
She's another pink-haired girl, and she is rivaling right now with
the silver-haired gods of anime.
I was actually going to say with the other pink-haired girl from Future Diaries.
Oh, sorry.
Because she's on that level.
She's rivaling with someone in the show, too.
Yeah, she is. But what really blew me was the first one. He did not deserve that.
No, he did not.
The first one was...
But she has a mission.
Yeah, she does have a mission. And I hope someone figures out her mission. From last I seen, there's like four people down.
The wildest one I saw was that river shit.
The time one?
When the one was under the water, that was the wildest, smoothest one I have ever seen. She did it in public, in broad daylight, in front of everyone.
Yeah, that was
crazy. How the hell you do that?
I don't know. That's crazy. But it's basically about this school of people that are on this island, and they're learning how to control their powers. But little do they know that the CIA has an undercover agent amongst them. Mm-hmm. And literally, her mission is to take them out. I'm not talking about on a date, people. I'm talking take them out, period. They're gone.
Yeah, because there was a really bad situation that happened between... society and then the people who obtained these powers, where the people who obtained these powers kind of rebelled and killed a lot of them. It was a war. So, you know, once the war ended, they would take all of the people who had powers and they would send them away and treat them like they were special and have them like train in hopes to become like to work for the government and stuff like that and everything. And little do they know that it's all a cover. Because they plan on killing them all.
Yeah, if I had powers, that wouldn't happen. If I legit had powers...
Their powers don't mean shit. That girl has no magic. She's lying about her powers.
Yeah, I know.
And she's good at it.
But this is my thing, right? These people... These kids are on this island. They really think they're going to school, trying to be heroes, and then they get sent out into the real world. My thing is, if I had powers... I'm not gonna automatically choose to be a hero. I gotta think about that. So I'ma refuse going to school. Second, you're not about to tell me I can't go nowhere but on this island. I like cities. I don't fuck with solitude for long periods of time. I don't care how many kids is out there. I wanna go somewhere different. And then don't let my ability be anything with super speed or teleportation, because I'm not staying.
So you're going to be like the Flash off of Invincible.
What the hell did that mean?
I said, so you're going to be like the Flash off of Invincible. The show?
He's a hero.
Oh, I mean, he was, but like, he would legit like be in the middle of a date and just...
Yeah, he was fast.
Yeah, he was dumb fast.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's what I was comparing.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not staying. Like, I'm not staying on the island at all. I'm getting the fuck. Like, if I know I could be in Paris, I'm gonna go to Paris. If I know I can go to Singapore, I'm gonna be in Singapore. I'm not staying on this fucking island.
Well, did they know that anything else outside of what they know exists?
Well, they know everything out in the world. They just believe that they're going to this school to become heroes.
Oh, so they wanted.
Yeah, they wanted to.
It was the choice.
It's not no. Everyone with powers is there. There is no choice.
Yeah, but
they believe that's what they're supposed to do.
But based on the characters, none of them seem like they don't mind being there, except for that one guy who, you know, who's rivaling her.
Look, this is the thing, right? They are there because they believe that they're.
I know why they're there. Yeah, I know why they're there.
I know why they're there. But they think that it's the steps of people that have powers. If you have powers, you got to go to the school. That's literally what they kept saying. I'm not
so
going.
So they thought that was the natural progression, basically.
Yes. Yes. And okay. I don't care how natural I think this shit is. I'm not doing it.
Well, gotcha. You wouldn't have a choice because they would either kill you on the spot and make it look like an accident, or we can prolong you and then have you secretly die away from everybody. Either way, you're going to die because our mission is to kill you.
Man, I ain't dying. They die because they're stupid and they have been mind-fucked and manipulated.
That's not why. But...
They are powerful as fuck. If they really wanted to, they could
take I mean, yeah, because they're dying when they're caught off guard. They don't have a chance to fight.
Exactly.
They think she's on their side.
Exactly.
So they're vulnerable.
So that's why I said that there's no way in the world they would have got me. I'm not that stupid.
But at some point in time, she's going to have to find a way to kill, and because people just keep dropping like flies.
And she's always there.
She's always there. They're going to be like, well, people didn't start dying until you came around.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I definitely
gotta finish that one.
Do you get to see it the way that they died?
Yeah. You get to
Ooh.
See it.
Okay, then I'll watch it.
Yeah, it's messed up.
That sounds so weird. Like,
so, I feel like a lot of our examples have been revolving around death.
No, mine's been just weird or fucked up. Like, I actually have another one for just weird, but there is a lot of death in it. But it's weird. And I don't remember the name of it. I need to Google it real quick.
I have a lot of really bizarre, weird things. And unfortunately, a lot of them are sexual.
Of course. Of course.
If I'm just going to say one word and I'm not going to talk about it. Because the other one I have is just... I want to talk about that a little bit more. But the first one is called Metamorphosis. Just read it. That's all I got to say. It's a hentai.
Is it like the little human centipede?
No.
Oh.
No. It's a hentai.
Okay, gotcha.
I mean, it's about this girl named Saki.
Okay. K-Saki. Oh, sorry.
You don't want to be like this type of Saki. This girl Saki, her tale is tragic. It's tragic, but really fucked up in how her life ends up turning out. It's about this very innocent high school girl named Saki who ends up getting roped into a life of prostitution. Mm. And how her life just goes into a downward spiral and all these fucked up real world life experiences are happening to her. And then the way it ends is really sad. So if you like that type of thing, I'm giving you the warning. It's a lot of sexual strong content, some sexual assault scenes, and a lot of
it.
Yeah. Yes. To take that with a grain of salt. But the one that I want to talk about, and this is the last one I'm going to give, is called Full Dive. Me and Hitsu started watching this a couple weeks ago, but we only watched like 2 episodes of it. It is an isekai. No, I wouldn't even say it's an isekai. It's like Sword Art Online. It's about a guy who dives into an RPG.
Okay.
And it is not like any other RPG anime I've ever seen. Like, straight off rip, he buys a game. He goes to buy a game that he's been saving up all his money for, and they come to find out he was short on money and he couldn't buy it. So he ended up going to this discounted game store to see if he can find the game. And the woman who works there is this really crazy, very chaotic woman, and she sold him a different game that she says that she plays all the time. He dives into it, and it is straight off jump the weirdest experience I've ever seen. Like, I really can't describe it to y'all. It's just, it's very different. He has pain sensors off jump. He can't exit the game, first of all. He can't leave because he's in the middle of a mission. And a lot of these missions are terrible. Like, they're horrible. Everything that you could think could go wrong in a game could go wrong is going wrong. And he's on top of that, he's getting stalked by a person who wants to kill him. And that bitch is strong, and that bitch is crazy.
We know why she wants to kill him, though.
Yeah, we know why she wants to kill him. It's justified. It was an accident, though.
It's justified.
Spoiler alert. Ends up killing his best friend in the game accidentally.
Oh. Accidentally, though.
Yes, no, accidentally.
It was accidentally.
Because he was given his storyline is he's supposed to be this hero from a village that's supposed to leave and save the world, right? That's the storyline. And he has these 2 best friends who he's supposed to take on the journey with him. But it's so realistic. Like, it doesn't feel like a game, and it doesn't feel like they're computerized people. They feel like they're normal people that you have a conversation with.
Right.
So he's like trying to play the game like a character, and they're sitting here talking to him like he's a normal person, trying to stop him from doing the game. He's like, well, I gotta leave. How do I leave? Like, I gotta get to the checkpoint. And they're literally physically trying to stop him from leaving and finishing the game. And he's like, yo, man, get off me. Why are you trying to stop me from finishing the game? Next thing you know, the best friend was eating an apple off of a knife. And he tackles him, and the knife goes through his neck, and he dies.
Oh, no.
And he dies.
Ooh.
And then the next thing you know is the sister, who's the other best friend, sees it. So now she turns into a murderous rampage because she wants revenge.
Yeah, that's her brother.
Yeah, killed her brother. And on top of that, whatever deeds you do in the game, you get labeled. So now he's labeled as best friend killer. And that's where everything just went left. From that moment there, everything in the game is gone left. And he can't leave because he's in the middle of a mission. So he has to finish his mission to leave.
I'm sorry. Is this an anime or is this a movie?
It's an anime.
I need for you to send me this.
It's called Full Dive, and honestly, it is very entertaining. I'm thoroughly enjoying it, but it is very weird, and it has its moments where you're like, what the fuck am I watching?
Oh, that sounds hilarious.
It's definitely weird, because when the best friend dropped like that...
Because I was like, why did the best friend fall? And then I saw the knife through the neck, I said, oh no!
What kind of fuck?
I was like, oh my god, no, he killed the best friend and he can't even like start over. He can't start over.
It's been five minutes. What the hell is going on?
Like, at this point, I'm like,
okay, maybe it's a cutesy anime.
No, nope. Oh, it ain't no cutesy ass nope. Anime. Not with no knife going through somebody's neck because they eat an apple. Like, bruh.
Like, I'm dying.
It went from 0 to 100.
Not real to mention quick. The point where he gets in jail and he has to go through the torture. Because the torture girl is dressed in lingerie, he thinks he's about to experience some sexual pleasure. Meantime, this bitch about to saw his limbs off and there's no pain and he feels all the pain.
Yeah, everything is like real life.
Wow. I have to watch that now. And I'm like over here dying laughing, you guys, and I haven't seen the show, so.
Yeah, it's very entertaining. It's on Funimation, but I'm pretty sure you can find it other places if you would like to watch it.
Yeah, of course.
It's called Full Dive RPG.
Full Dive RPG. All right. I have one more show, but it's not related to death at all. It's related to comedy. And I watched it so long ago that I don't really remember the plot, but I'm going to mention it because it's so weird. And it's called Bo 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 Bo.
Hey, Bo 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 on Toonami.
Yes.
Hands down, the most weirdest anime I've ever seen, with the light skin tan.
Man, with the didn't he have afro?
Blonde. It was a blonde afro. It was a blonde afro.
Yeah, and a mustache.
Mm-hmm. Bo 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 Bo.
Bo 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 Bo.
What are y'all talking about?
You never seen Bo 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 Bo?
I probably know what y'all talking about, but
I have to pull up a picture and you're gonna be like, oh, Bo 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 Bo.
Oh, Bo 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 Bo.
Bo 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 Bo.
That, tell you, it's so stupid and weird and funny. And stupid. Like, it's just so stupid funny. It's like dumb funny. Put Coca-Cola in your brain, dumb funny.
It's like shit you watch when you high.
Yes. Like, it's about a man who fights. Doesn't he fight people with his hair?
Yes, he does. He fights with his hair. I think also his mustache, because his mustache. Yeah, his mustache. They look like catfish whiskers.
Yeah, like, he fights people with his, like, mustache and his hair. Like, that's his superpower.
Damn, you did a complete throwback. That shit, I watched that shit as a child.
I know.
Yeah.
It came on Toonami.
I remember this. I remember that yellow fro.
Bo, 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 bo.
Bo, 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 bo. I remember it now.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Throwback. But it is a weird. It's not a fucked up anime, but it's weird.
Yeah, it is weird. I will give you that.
Well, these were some awesome recommendations. I hope we gave you guys some that you didn't see so that you guys can watch them or put them on your list. Every one that we mentioned is definitely worth watching.
I actually got another one. I found that one I was looking for.
Oh, okay. What is it?
It's called Inuyashiki.
Oh, Inuyashiki.
Yeah. It's about this old man who apparently gets abducted by aliens.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love
Robot, right?
Yeah. It's like weird. So now he's like this robot. But then at the exact same time he got abducted, another high school kid.
Wrong person to get abducted.
Was abducted and he became a robot. But this guy is fucking murking everyone.
By one word. Bung.
Bung.
All he has to say, or boo 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 boo.
No. Let's not give him
that. That shit had me dead.
Let's not give him that yet.
I'm sitting here watching, like, all. Is he.
This dude.
Machine gunning?
Listen, this dude is like 14 years old, and for some reason.
He's no emotion.
The only thing on his mind is killing people.
He does it because he thinks it'll make him feel.
Yeah, it'll help him. It'll give him the feeling of humanity.
Because he doesn't feel.
So this old man is just minding his business, doing whatever at the park, gets abducted, blah, 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 becomes a robot. And then there's this mad serial killer, and it turns out it's the high school boy who got abducted, turned into a robot. When I tell you this dude is murking everyone in the house, even newborn babies.
But what's crazy is he just walk in the house.
He just walks in that bitch.
He literally will pick a house, walk in it, and then kill everyone in the house and then leave.
He looked this man dead in his... He, no, first he, first He shot up the wife. Looked a man dead in his face.
As he was holding his
daughter. As he was holding his son.
In the tub. In at the, that.
Yeah. And it said, he said, "You gonna kill my kid? Please don't kill my kid."
And he hovered over him.
He said, and then, "Yeah, no, don't tell him that part." But he said, "You gonna kill my kid? Yeah, I'm gonna kill your kid."
But he technically didn't kill the kid himself.
Nah, he killed
the dad, which in turn killed the child.
All right, well, they both did, so he didn't lie. They did.
I'm just saying, like he didn't shoot the child. Listen, he did something else.
Check this out. The dog was barking in the background. You can hear the dog barking in the background. Next thing you know, all you hear is.
Okay. All I'm saying is that. Turn into
a robot too?
No.
Okay.
But if you guys want to watch that anime, it is on Amazon. Inuyashiki. Go watch it. It is really good. It's a very underrated anime. It only has one season, but it's a very good season.
Man.
I thought I couldn't do that, but it's acceptable for you.
No. I said don't do it yet because that's the juicy part.
All I'm saying is get to that scene where that man is downtown.
Look, this man
and his face pop up on that TV.
Okay, let's continue.
That is the wildest shit you probably ever gonna see in an anime.
Wild.
I ain't never seen no shit like that in no anime.
And I'm not even talking. And I'm not even talking about fucked up anime. I'm talking about weird. That shit is weird.
No, that shit is not weird. This shit is classic. I will never forget that scene for as long as I live. Like, that anime is so burnt deep into my memory. I randomly think about it sometimes.
Yeah, no, for real. Because I remember one time we was in the car and I said something. And I don't remember what the fuck I said.
I randomly, every once in a while, say bong. I will literally randomly sometimes just say bong. That's how influential that anime was. And I remember we came around, it was very random. We didn't know what the fuck it was. We're just going to watch it. And we was like, this shit is fire. I'm so glad we found this anime.
But that shit was fire.
Well, I'm a finish watching it. I knew I started it, and then I was like, I'm not into mecha. Because, it's not a mecha, but he turns into, like, a machine, like, half robot. Yeah. And I was like, no. But, you know, actually, surprisingly, Amazon Prime has really good select
few. Yes.
Like,
Are you talking about?
It is, no, we talking the guy who was born with no skin or nothing.
Yeah.
That's Dororo.
There we go. That's a really good anime that you can find on Amazon Prime. It's really good that everybody should watch. It's not weird or fucked up or anything like that.
It is weird and it is fucked up. Yeah, the man was born with no skin, no eyes. Yeah. Just.
And not to mention that the father basically threw him away. Oh, and sold him so that he can get power. I guess it is fucked up.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Yeah.
It's fucked up and weird.
I mean, the man has the tips of swords for fucking hands.
Yeah. He couldn't get, like, he had to get all of his body parts back by killing demons.
Yep, he couldn't see, hear, nothing. Like,
no, nothing.
The man couldn't feel.
Couldn't feel anything.
He couldn't do anything.
He couldn't, and, oh my god, you guys, I'm not going to tell you the story, but it was so sad. The girl that... Dang. That was messed up. So yeah, you guys should watch it.
Well, there's another fucked up and weird anime for you guys, Dororo. All
right, yeah, we could do it.
I feel like we can go on for days of weird and fucked up anime.
Yeah, but we gotta go.
But we can't. but you know, enjoy the ones that we gave y'all.
Yes. Any last bit of information news before we head off?
Nah. Chibi already mentioned the giveaway, so. Once again, be on the lookout for that. And other than that, you know, just keep hitting up the Instagram page. Let us know what you want to hear, what you like. We'll see if we can get it to you because, you know, that's what we try to do. Please a good old audience.
Yes. And also, just a quick shout out to all our followers. We love you. Thank you so much. But remember that COVID-19 is still a thing. Please get vaccinated. But we all got vaccinated and we're fine. And we've been podcasting ever since. So we hope you guys get vaccinated too. We want everybody to continue listening to our podcast and we want us to grow as much as possible. But in order to do that, we need everybody to be safe and to take care of their health. So please do so. And yeah.
All right. Deuces.
Till next time.
Woo-hoo.